know why you even envy me. I became everything I'm supposed to be. Shoulda had kept you niggas close to me. Had your homie shook, gripping on they rosaries. Ask your pops, he'll tell you ain't no hoe with me. And anybody sitting at my table know they gonna eat. Interstate cut though, that's my fucking team. But even by my dolly, I can handle any kind of beef. They be on my dick cause they know we from the same streets. Hands sticking out, homie, you can slap beef. You ain't help me out when I was sleeping in my damn V. Engine running, keeping me warm to my tanky.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling with Siblings. I'm your host, Dara Sully, and this is my co-host, Armando.
Hi, guys. I'm Armando, and welcome to Wrestling with Siblings.
All right, let's get started with the first step to the road to WrestleMania. It's officially Mania season, and that means it starts off tonight with the Royal Rumble.
Not only that, the official countdown, 69 days for WrestleMania. Overall, this Royal Rumble was good. It was great. We had a lot of surprises. Then let's just get down to analyzing it.
Yes. So, starting off with the kickoff show, we have the women's tag team titles being defended. We have Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax versus Charlotte Flair and Asuka.
Yeah, and the big question here was Charlotte Flair going to be fully focused in this match? Why? Because as we know, Lacey Evans has been interfering, and this wasn't the exception.
Yes, and so far she starts off strong. She comes in, she's confident, she knows exactly what's at stake, and she knows that it's either win or lose at this point. But her and Asuka have had this chemistry. They work really, really well together, and she went in with some confidence, and I think Asuka did too. I think Asuka was like, you know what, I have Charlotte Flair by my side. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I think Charlotte Flair, mentally, she's not all there because of all the drama, the issues she has had with her dad and Lacey Evans. And I think Lacey Evans getting involved in this match was a huge part of Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler winning the tag team championships.
Yes, so Nia Jax was able to capitalize on the distraction caused by not only Ric Flair, but by Lacey Evans. Lacey Evans, I don't know what she wants from Charlotte Flair, but I think at this point she's trying to make her a name for herself bigger than what she's already made, and I feel like targeting Charlotte Flair is the way to do it. Associating herself with somebody like Ric Flair is the way for her to make the biggest name out of herself.
Not only make a name for herself, but I think more she was targeting the tag team titles. I think she was trying to be like, you know what, if I pick a fight with Charlotte, eventually is going to lead to a tag team championship. I think that kind of backfired on her. So now let's see if Lacey Evans targets Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax.
I think she will eventually get there, but right now I think she has unfinished business with Charlotte Flair, or at least Charlotte Flair has unfinished business with Lacey Evans. Very, very interesting. I know a few years ago, Armando and I said Lacey Evans reminds us a whole lot about Charlotte Flair. And we said the day those two go head-to-head, it's going to be a blockbuster match. And I definitely do believe that now. If those two go head-to-head in a singles match, it's going to be one of the biggest matches we've ever seen.
Yeah, definitely have to agree with you on that.
And you have to give credit where credit is due. Nia Jax capitalizing on the opportunity. She was like, this is my moment. If I don't take advantage of it right now, I may not see another opportunity at the tag team titles.
Now it's going to be interesting who's going to dethrone Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. It's going to be a tough one, but hey, there's quite some tag teams out there that could potentially do it. Let's see who steps up and decides to do it.
Personally, I'd like to see the Riot Squad get the tag team championships. I think they deserve it at this point. I think if there's a team that's united and that's been a team longer than pretty much anybody else on that roster, I think it's the Riot Squad, and I think they deserve the opportunity to become tag team champions.
I mean, they got competition. I mean, you look it down in NXT. You got that tournament, that Dusty Rhodes Classic that's going on. You also have Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke. You also have Lacey and Peyton Rose. So they have a lot of competition. Let's see which one of those teams decides to step up and see who wants to face them.
100% agree with you on that one. All right, let's move on to the main show. The WWE Championship match, Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg, starts off this pay-per-view.
Yeah, from the beginning, I thought it was going to be a short match. Just because Goldberg, you know, a lot of his matches are pretty much short. It's spear, jackhammer, 1, 2, 3, and it's over. And surprisingly, it lasted more than what I expected.
Yes, but you also have to give credit where credit is due. Goldberg sold himself, and Drew McIntyre made him look absolutely incredible in this match. There was a point where I really thought Goldberg was going to win it. A couple of moments where he nearly got the win, and I was like, oh my god, they're really gonna give it to Goldberg, and what is the road to WrestleMania gonna look like then? But Drew McIntyre able to capitalize. Claymore kick is his biggest weapon, and he was able to use that against Goldberg to retain the WWE Championship.
Not only making a statement against Goldberg, but also earning the most important thing, and that's what Goldberg's respect, and I think Drew McIntyre is happy with that.
Yes, I 100% agree with you on that one. I don't know, it's interesting now because who's gonna face Drew McIntyre? Drew McIntyre has been champion for almost 365 days. We know he beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania last year, and now we're literally 2 months away from WrestleMania. Who dethrones Drew McIntyre at this point?
I think it's going to be very interesting. He's pretty much gone through the entire Raw roster. I mean, he already went through Goldberg. Who else is left? We don't know. We're going to have to wait and see who the winners of the Rumble are, or who the winner is, to kind of based ourselves off of that. But even then, the winner can decide between the SmackDown champion and the Raw champion. So no guarantee he's going to go with Drew McIntyre.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to Sasha Banks versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Very, very interesting. I think the key of this match was going to be Samil. He was going to be the game changer because he was going to cause a whole bunch of distractions to Sasha Banks, and I think she was going to be worried about him.
Yeah, Reginald was 100% the biggest advantage Carmella had going into this match, but at the same time, Carmella had the biggest disadvantage because the only way that she could beat Sasha Banks for that championship was to either pinfall or submission. And the fact that this became a one-on-one match the moment that Reginald got kicked out from ringside, now that's when you started to see that frustration from Carmella come out, because now she was completely on her own against the boss.
Yeah, and that's where Sasha was able to capitalize and was like, perfect, you know what? Reginald's not there no more. I'm able to capitalize, and she took advantage of that. And I think that was the difference, him not being ringside towards the end of the match. And I think Sasha was prepared for both occasions.
Yes, I do believe she was prepared for both occasions. She came in to this match, and the very first thing that she did was try to go for that bang statement. She tried to end the match as quickly as she possibly could. But keep in mind, Carmella has faced Sasha Banks on various occasions, and she was prepared. She knew what Sasha Banks had up her sleeve. She knew what Sasha Banks was capable of doing inside of the ring. So she was prepared. She didn't allow her to put on that bang statement at the very beginning of the match.
Yeah, and that's where doing her homework and facing her multiple times comes into play. Do I think this is the end of this feud? I don't think so. I think we're probably going to see this maybe up till the Chamber, if anything.
Yeah, I can see this going up into the Elimination Chamber. The question is, does Sasha Banks walk into WrestleMania as SmackDown Women's Champion? We've seen the championship change hands a week before WrestleMania. Do we see, or do you see, Sasha Banks walking into WrestleMania as champion?
Yes, if she's not part of the Elimination Chamber. Because if you're part of the Elimination Chamber match, again, keep in mind, we don't know who's going to get the Elimination Chamber match, whether it's the Raw Women's team or SmackDown. So if she walks into the Elimination Chamber as champion, I see it really tough. But if it's a singles competition, then I think she potentially walk into WrestleMania.
Very interesting. We also don't know who wins the Women's Royal Rumble match, and that person gets to decide who they want to face, whether it's the Raw or the SmackDown Women's Champion. And Sasha Banks has a lot of pressure going into this match tonight, because not only does she have to worry about Reginald, she has to worry about anything that Carmella tries to pull aside from this match, and then she still has to worry about the winner of the Royal Rumble. There's a lot of pressure, and there must be a lot going on in Sasha's head.
And Sasha coming out victorious, so we'll see how it all plays out.
And Carmella, we really have to give a lot of credit to Carmella. Carmella is so underrated, in my opinion. I think she's a fantastic athlete. She carries herself very, very well. And that dive that she did, oh my god, she nearly broke her neck. Like, I was so concerned, but you can see Sasha Banks checking up on Carmella.
Yeah, and she was fine after that. Like you said, Carmella, I think she just has a little bit more to go, and she's potentially a future champion.
Yes, we've already seen her as champion before, but I think it's this new Carmella, this new reinvented Carmella, is eventually going to get to that championship opportunity, and I'm looking very forward to that. All right, let's move on to the 30 Women Royal Rumble match. Now, because this was such a long match, we're not going to get into detail with every single person, but we will tell you the very first person to come out was Bayley. I was surprised to see Bayley be number one, but at the same time, come on, it's Bayley.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, just because how Bayley has been. I mean, she's tried to outsmart all her opponents. She always has something up her sleeve, so I was expecting her to be maybe, you know, up in the late 20s, maybe like 15, if anything. But no, I mean, to everybody's surprise, I think she was first one.
Yes, and Naomi making her return. We know she's prone to always coming back to the Rumbles. I was very, very impressed by seeing Naomi here. And she started off strong, too. And I know Naomi is normally one of those that last really long in the Royal Rumble. And it was interesting to see her coming back.
And not only that, it caught Bayley off guard. I mean, this is the beauty about being in the Royal Rumble match. You don't know who's going to come out, who's going to beat what number. And I think that kind of threw Bayley off a little bit off her game. But as the match kept on going, she was able to capitalize on that.
100% agree with you on that one. Number three being Bianca Belair. Very, very interesting. I honestly thought she was going to be further down. I saw her maybe in the 15s, 16s, or maybe even in the late 20s. She got a very early number, and that's very interesting heading into this Rumble.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I thought she was going to be out there too with those late numbers. Very, very surprising her being number three.
Billie Kay being number four. I'm only mentioning that she was number four because I think she was one of the highlights of this Rumble simply because she refused to go in. She goes straight into commentary. I mean, normally the competitor comes out, goes into the ring to have their match. But in this case, Billie Kay was like, nah, you know what? I'm just going to wait till the perfect partner comes out and I'm just going to sit in commentary. Brilliant strategy by Billie Kay.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Whether you like it or not, it's smart strategy. One, she wanted to form an alliance with somebody, which is brilliant. And she was waiting for the perfect timing to go into the Royal Rumble. So I got to give her credit on that.
Yes, and Shotzi Blackheart and Shayna Baszler were one of the few people that she tried to have be her partners, and none of them wanted to. They beat her up and they just left her there. Toni Storm was also a highlight. She came from NXT, made her debut. Very interesting when she went in. I think she did really, really well in there, but she got eliminated fairly quickly going into the Rumble. We got to see Jillian as well, who agreed to take Billie Kay on her team. So the two of them double teamed. And then as soon as somebody else came in, which was Ruby Riott, guess what? Billie Kay's like, nah, yeah, forget about Jillian. I'm going to be partners with Ruby Riott now.
Again, smart strategy. But again, it was going to get to that point where Billie had to pick sides and be like, okay, who do I choose? And I think that ended up costing her. If she just would have gone straight into the Royal Rumble match, again, every woman for herself, I think she would have had a better chance.
Yes, I 100% agree with you. We got to see Victoria make a comeback. We got to see Santana Garrett come back from NXT, making a debut and an appearance in the Royal Rumble. Another person we got to see that I guess was a highlight is Tori Wilson. We got to see her also come back. We know she's a legend. She did very, very well. She lasted quite a while inside the Royal Rumble. And then we got to see Dakota Kai from NXT as well make a debut or an appearance into the Women's Royal Rumble match.
The NXT women that showed up were very, very, very impressive. You know, right from the get-go, they wanted to make a name for themselves and prove to everybody, you know what, we got what it takes to be in the main roster. And they were very impressive.
Ember Moon also making an appearance in the Royal Rumble. Overall, I enjoyed the Women's Royal Rumble. I think it was funny. I think every single spot was picked out perfectly. Now we're looking at number 30, which is Natalya. We found out at WWE backstage that Natalya was going to be number 30, so that wasn't really a surprise. But at this point, now you have the final four, which is Natalya, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, and Rhea Ripley.
Very, very interesting field. You have pretty much the future versus the present in the ring all at once. And Natty gets eliminated, which that leaves Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, and Charlotte Flair. Again, a lot of history between these three women.
Yes. And, of course, Rhea Ripley has to eliminate Charlotte Flair with obviously the help of Bianca. And at this point, it leaves two of the biggest rising stars we've seen of this generation. We've seen what Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley can both do. We've seen them down in NXT. Rhea Ripley has been a champion before, but we haven't seen Bianca Belair be a champion. And I think the winner of this match was the perfect pick. And I think Bianca Belair punching her ticket to WrestleMania, going to WrestleMania and being able to decide between the Raw and the SmackDown Women's Championship. Congratulations to Bianca Belair.
Yep, congratulations to Bianca Belair. Well deserved. I mean, ever since she's been down in NXT, me and you have seen her down in NXT. Her performances, she's just amazing. I mean, last year's Royal Rumble 2, she was very, very, very impressive right from the get-go. I think she started, I think if it was number 1 or number 2, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. She also had an early number. And well deserved. Question here is, who is she going to want to face? It's going to be very, very interesting who she's going to want to pick. She's got time. You know, don't rush your decision. Pick wisely and what's going to be best for you.
Keep in mind, you have Asuka as the Raw Women's Champion. And as of right now, you have Sasha Banks as your SmackDown Women's Champion. Personally, I can tell you which one I'd like to see.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see her against Asuka. I really do. But then there's a big part of me that's like Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks. That's a money-making match right there. That's a match I would like to see. But keep in mind, we're still, 12 weeks out from WrestleMania, yeah. Which means any one of those champions can change. And if I were Bianca Belair, I would weigh it out as much as I can to determine who really is going to be walking in to WrestleMania as champion.
Exactly. Like I mentioned earlier, I will wait to after the Elimination Chamber to see what your best options are. Keep in mind, you're doing this for yourself, so whatever odds are better for you of winning, that's who I would go for, because you can choose between Raw or SmackDown Women's Champion.
And I believe Bianca Belair was in this match for 58 minutes. She started at number 3 and pretty much went through 29 or 27 other women to be able to earn her spot to WrestleMania. Congratulations to Bianca Belair. Perfect choice, perfectly executed by the WWE. I don't think there would have been anybody else to be able to win it.
Whoever faces the EST at WrestleMania is going to have one hell of a time defeating her, and it's going to be a tough opponent to defeat.
100% agree with you on that one. All right, let's move on to Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Yep. Right from the get-go, you know this was going to be an interesting match. I mean, from the past matches we've seen, it was a hard-hitting match. I think it was just a matter of them planning their strategy in order for them to get the win.
Yes, we know what Kevin Owens is capable of, but we also know what Roman Reigns is capable of doing. Kevin Owens went into this match, I think, mentally prepared. He knew all the advantages that Roman Reigns had going into this match. He knew it was a last man standing match. He knew, what do I have to do in order to get my hands on that Universal Championship? And he went as far as handcuffing Roman Reigns to one of the posts, but Roman Reigns was able to outsmart Kevin Owens throughout this entire match. What does he do? He grabs the refs, pushes them towards the pole, and he pretty much took out the referee, and that stopped him. It was already at a 9 count, and I was like, this is it. Kevin Owens is going to become the first person to beat Roman Reigns, and I was wrong.
Yeah, and I think Kevin Owens walked in with extra motivation just because Roman Reigns, you know, kind of picked on his family a little bit. Mentally, he was prepared. He was prepared to do anything for the win, and he proved it in this match tonight. I really like the match, and I really like what Kevin Owens is doing with Roman Reigns.
Yes, and Roman Reigns ran over Kevin Owens with the golf cart. That's pretty creative, pretty brutal as well. I mean, that just shows you the lengths that Roman Reigns was willing to go in order to gain and keep his Universal Championship.
Yeah, is this feud over? I don't think so. I think we're probably going to see this going up until, again, the Elimination Chamber, because probably that's the next pay-per-view. This is not, I don't think this is the end of this feud.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's the end. It was a fantastic match by both Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. I honestly didn't think Kevin Owens was going to win it. We knew that Roman Reigns was going to be retaining, and I'm very surprised we didn't see Jey Uso come out and help Roman Reigns. He had other plans, I suppose.
That's where I was going to get to. We haven't seen much Jey Uso, and if he was going to come out, this was going to be the perfect opportunity to come out and help the head of the table, and he didn't. So again, Roman Reigns is doing whatever it takes to win, being a champion. Give him credit, because sometimes when you're champion, you have to do whatever it takes to retain. So props to Roman on that.
Yes, props to Roman on that. All right, let's move on to the main event, which was the 30-man Royal Rumble. And it'll kind of work the same way as the women's. We're just going to go through the highlights, the returns. All right, so we knew from WWE backstage that Edge and Randy Orton were going to be the first two competitors. So Edge comes out, and then as soon as he sees Randy come out as number two, he doesn't even wait for the bell to ring. He doesn't wait for him to get inside of the ring. What does he do? He goes out, and he starts beating on Randy Orton. He has a lot to get revenge on.
Yeah, and right from the get-go, you know that these guys were just going to go at it. They were going to forget about the Royal Rumble match, and they completely fought outside the arena. Outside the ring. So what happens is Randy Orton ends up getting hurt due to Edge putting him through a table.
Yes, and he also hits him with a steel chair. So at this point, Randy's escorted to the back, and you already have a couple of superstars in. I'm a little upset, though, that Sami Zayn got number three. This conspiracy theory that they have against Sami Zayn, man. Why do they have to give him such an early number?
Yeah, again, I thought he was going to be later down the road, and in the numbers and the 15s would have been good. And again, Sami Zayn, man, I'm with you, man, on that one.
This is why he protests. This is why he's always angry and upset. They put him as number three. The odds are always against Sami Zayn. Injustice, man. Injustice going up against them. But the first big return of the night was Carlito. I was not expecting Carlito to come out. I was very excited when I actually saw him.
Yeah, when Carlito came out, I was like, okay, you know, that's pretty cool. Haven't seen him in a while, so that was pretty exciting. I kind of wanted to see who he was going to spit in someone's face, but again, due to the COVID protocols, it didn't happen. But again, bringing back Carlito was pretty cool. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, that was a really cool return that we got to see. All right, we also got to see Damian Priest, who is from NXT. He was in there for quite some time. He had a fantastic run in the Rumble, to say the least. I was very excited when I got to see him as well.
Yeah, once he came out and he started going and he started eliminating people, I was like, okay, he's probably going to be down in the final four. And very impressive with Damian Priest. I mean, he's already tearing it down in NXT. Question is he going to be in the main roster now, or is he going to be down in NXT? I think after this, he's probably going to get called up, and what a way to make your name for yourself than here in the Royal Rumble.
100% agree. Kane is also another return that we got to see. Unfortunately, he wasn't in there very, very long. He got eliminated by Damian Priest.
Again, very, very impressive.
The Hurricane making a return. We haven't seen him in quite some time. I was not expecting that one. It was pretty cool to be able to see him again. He wasn't somebody that lasted very, very long in the Rumble.
Yeah, and again, that's what the Royal Rumble brings. You bring a whole bunch of surprises. You bring superstars from the past, from the present, and from the future that are all combined in that same ring.
Yes, and then we have Christian making his return. We haven't seen him wrestle in years. It has been a really long time since we've seen him step inside the ring and actually lace up his boots, and we got to see him return at the Rumble.
Not only that, but forming a little alliance with his former partner, his best friend, Edge. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. You got to see Edge be excited to see Christian come out. And come on, everybody was waiting for a pose. Everybody was waiting for them to tag team together, and they made it to the final four. And I think probably one of the biggest surprises was Seth Rollins coming back at number 29.
Yeah, definitely. The Messiah was back. You know, great, great spot to come in the Royal Rumble at 29 with only like a couple superstars left. And I really thought Seth Rollins was going to take it. I was like, okay, Seth Rollins. And number 30 was none other than Braun Strowman. Again, number 30, another great spot being Strowman. I was like, okay, he's going to come in and just completely take out everybody.
Yes. Almost eliminating anybody that came in contact with AJ Styles. He had probably the biggest advantage going into the Rumble. I'm surprised we didn't get to see Kofi Kingston, though.
Yep, as we know, he had an injury. He wasn't cleared, but I think he would have been another game changer as well.
Yeah, we got to see Cesaro, who came in on fire. He was ready to go. Sheamus also did a fantastic job in the men's Rumble, but there was one that stood out from everybody else. He came in at number one, became the third man to win the Royal Rumble by entering at number one, lasted 58 minutes. WWE Hall of Famer Edge punched his ticket to the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah, and again, Randy Orton, being smart, a lot of years in the business, what does he do? He comes out after his injury and tries to take out Edge, but that doesn't work. Edge turns it on him and eliminates him. So that means Edge becomes the 2021 Men's Royal Rumble winner. Very, very excited to see who he's going to face.
Yes. So he gets to face either Drew McIntyre or Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Again, I wouldn't really rush into deciding who you're going to face. I would wait till maybe the Elimination Chamber to kind of decide who he's going to want to face. Personally, I would love to see him against Drew McIntyre. I think they would have a killer match. But again, that's a decision that Edge would have to completely make.
I agree with you. I think Drew McIntyre would be a great opponent for Edge to main event WrestleMania.
And as you said earlier, pretty much Drew McIntyre has already faced everybody in the Raw roster. And with Edge winning, I mean, it's only right for him to be able to face somebody like Drew McIntyre for the championship. And if he does face McIntyre, I would really like to see Edge have one final run as WWE champion. Can you imagine how awesome that would be?
That would be very, very awesome after his comeback story last year. And then having his injury, I believe it was around SummerSlam that he had it, if I'm not mistaken.
Seems about right, yeah.
Yeah, so correct me if I'm wrong, let us know. But he did have his injury. He was out pretty much for the entire year, and he makes another huge return, and what a way to do it. Congratulations, Edge.
Yeah, congratulations to the respective Royal Rumble winners, Edge being the men's Royal Rumble winner, and Bianca Belair winning the women's Royal Rumble. Very interesting. I think the road to WrestleMania is looking very, very bright as of right now. It looks like we might have some killer main events. So we're just going to have to wait and see for the next couple of weeks who they decide they are going to face. That's all I have for you guys on this episode of Wrestling with Siblings. Remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Become a part of the siblings today. And for those of you that do not know what WWS stands for, Armando, what does WWS stand for?
Wrestling with Siblings. Thank you guys so much and have a good one.